I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative networks, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Wednesday, April 10th, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, but you know what? Wow. Here's some good news. This should be a Monday with Mitzi kind of thing. Happy anniversary, Mrs. Bordop, and congratulations on 42 years. 22,075,200 minutes together in wedded bliss. Actually, it's longer than that because you guys knew each other before you got married, but we'll leave it at 22 million minutes, right? 22 million minutes? Really? Huh. That's pretty cool. That's amazing. That's really, this is, you know, I mentioned yesterday what I intended to do and what I will pick up kind of where I left off yesterday that I didn't actually get to, but the things that have us sideways in this world, in juxtaposition to that, this is how we make things better. You know, the strength of character and the integrity that it takes for two people to do that, especially in a world gone mad that wants to tell them all kinds of things, and I'm sure assails that every day. I think we should play that scene from McClintock, if I can find it, where John Wayne is talking to a young Stephanie Powers, right? And explaining, kind of giving her the talk. I wonder if I can find that. Maybe I can find that real fast. Because that, in my mind, is what comes to mind in this scenario. And, you know, it does take tremendous strength of character to do that and integrity, because there are challenges, undoubtedly. I can't speak to the challenges that you guys have faced, but this is a sinful, fallen world. It's a broken world, and we're sinful fallen creatures trying to draw near to our Heavenly Father, and you know, that I mean, it's, for most of us, I would say it's idiosyncratic. And I think, you know, at best, it's, in other words, we're, none of us are living like Gandhi or Mother Teresa as a sort of example. And with all of the insanity that we have going on these days, the influence of cultural Marxism, all the things that are pressing in on us, we've heard some of them on the calls on this broadcast, I'll say, just in the last couple of days, the frustrations that people are experiencing. With all of that, it's easy to fall short. It's easy to weaponize these kinds of things against one another. And you know, so to stand in opposition to that, and as my grandfather would say, stick and stay. If you can stick and stay, it's bound to pay. And so anyway, hats off to you two, and congratulations on, may you guys experience another blissful 22 million minutes together. Seriously though, that's wonderful. You know, that could be the message for the broadcast. I wonder if I can do it with this. This is, what is this, the full movie? McClintock full movie? 3.7 million views. I think I said it, what, last week or recently? You know, if we could watch McClintock and It's a Wonderful Life and a couple other movies once or twice a year, I really do honestly believe that things would be better. Let's see. There are so many great scenes, but let me see if I can find that real fast. And great scene, you know. They sure taught you a lot of words when you're off to college. You know, the disdain that you see in McClintock for university, and in White Christmas, sorry, I'm doing double duty. I'm trying to find this scene, and I'm listening to commercials in my ear. I apologize. But, you know, the disdain that you see in White Christmas for, same thing, the modernist stuff is ridiculed because it's ridiculous. And I'll get to some of that today. Let me see if I can find this scene though. I think I'm there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. So, yeah, we got to play this scene because it's perfect for this. This is, we need more of this. It'll make things better. You want better? Julie should do a show and tell us all what's done. But you know what? That's how it works. There's a hint in that, basically. The ones who should be teaching the classes are the ones just busy getting it done, and the rest are out making a bunch of noise when they should be quiet and just get busy getting it done. Let's see. What a great scene. I had no idea. No idea. I thought I prepared, and I did, but I didn't see this coming. So Something like that. Okay. I think I got it. There we go. Finally. That's wonderful. You know, this should be a kind of the bookends of today's broadcast. And so I should know this because we've talked about it before. I remember your 40th was a big deal. We talked about it. And, you know, am I mistaken? I'm going to have a little fun here and I'm going to be a little facetious. I hope that I'm not speaking out of turn. Trust that I'm not. I'm just being a little fun. But, you know, isn't it around the same time this, you know, isn't it around this the same time of year, Julie, that then you go and, you know, your sisters, you guys do a thing together? Isn't it usually? What's that? Oh, for some reason, those go together in my mind. I don't know why, but anyway. Exactly. But in all seriousness, hats off to you, ma'am, and to Mr. Bordop, and thank you. I mean, really, that should be, if we're going to salute anybody in society, we should salute you guys. Thank you for your service, basically. I mean, it creates cohesion in society. It's a wonderful example. It creates stability and beauty and allows for the proliferation of God's love and so on. Anyway, the scene from McClintock. Becky rides out to see her dad, the hunting scene. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, it's wonderful. Can we do that, please?
Baby?
You seen Daddy?
Oh, early this morning with a scattergun over his arm. Went hunting.
Afternoon. I'll get you out so early.
There's something I have to get straight in my mind.
Yeah? What?
Mama. Why'd you and Mama stop living together, Daddy? Why'd you separate? Aren't you going to answer me?
No.
Is sort of my business, I think.
I don't.
Is it another woman? Usually is.
At your age, you always know what's usual.
Is it Mrs. Warren?
Becky, I don't want to start laying the law down your first day back home. But I'll have no more such talk. First time I ever saw Mrs. Warren was last week. She has a job here at which she's very good. And I hope you'll have the good manners to not pry into other people's business. Your mother's and mine.
Pretty good shot, Daddy. Oh, I can understand your trouble. Mama's often so, well, so petulant.
Petulant? You learned a lot of words back east, Becky. Wish to God they'd have taught you some meanings. You were only about 6 months old when your mother stayed alone with you in the sod hut. Under 8 foot of snow. While I moved the herd 300 miles south to try and save it. Saved about half of it. You were a little more than a year old at the time of the great Comanche raids. We stood off 500 Plains Indians for 9 days. Petulant, Becky? I think you better go on home. See that Ching gets those birds. Becky! Come here. There's something I ought to tell you. Guess now's as good a time as any. You're going to have every young buck west of the Missouri around here trying to marry you. Mostly because you're a handsome filly. But partly because I own everything in this country from here to there. They'll think you're going to inherit it. Well, you're not. You're going to leave most of it to... well, to the nation, really. For a park. Where no lumberman will cut down all the trees for houses with leaky roofs. Nobody will kill all the beaver for hats for dudes. Nor murder the buffalo for robes. What I'm going to give you is a 500-cow spread on the upper Green River. Now, that may not seem like much. It's more than we had, your mother and I. Some folks are going to say I'm doing all this so I can sit up in the hereafter and look down on a park named after me. Or that I was disappointed in you. Didn't want you to get all that money. But the real reason, Becky, is because I love you. And I want you and some young man to have what I had. Because all the gold in the United States Treasury, all the harp music in heaven, can't equal what happens between a man and a woman with all that growing together. I can't explain it any better than that.
All right, Daddy.
Becky. When you're as old as I am, you'll thank me for this.
Daddy, I'm full grown. I wasn't worrying about me. I was thinking about you and Mama.
Come on now. That's fantastic. I'm telling you, everything about it is fantastic. No, Becky, you might be full grown, but you still don't belong in your parents' business. Boy, so many lessons just in that one little 5-minute scene. Dad still knows best, despite what the nanny state wants to tell you. I'm telling you, this actually is a perfect segue into the subject matter of today. You know, what a great scene. Mostly because you're a handsome filly. Oh my goodness. What a great scene. The Great Comanche Raids. We stood off 500 Plains Indians for 9 days. Petulant, Becky? You know, and that's the uphill both ways in the snow. That's the real uphill. I mean, it's a movie, so it's not, but you know, it's the real uphill both ways in the snow story. This is a perfect segue. Gosh, what a perfect way to lead into the subject matter of today, because that's exactly where I'm going, and hopefully I get there, because there's a couple of things I want to do. I almost feel like I should skip the Matthias de Smet stuff. And dive right into the stuff from Richard Weaver's Ideas Have Consequences. Maybe I'll do that. But, you know, they were just busy getting it done. And young Rebecca goes off to university and comes back. And what do you know? She knows everything. At your age, you always know what's usual. Pretty interesting stuff. But that one bit, all the gold in the United States Treasury, all the harp music in heaven, can't equal what happens between a man and a woman with all that growing together. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Seriousness, I really mean it when I say we need more of that, and more of that would make America great again, if you want to think in those terms or use that expression or whatever. More of that, you know, because all the gold in the United States Treasury, all the harp music in heaven can't equal what happens between a man and a woman with all that growing together. I dare say, you know, Julie might be able to speak from experience. And they're just busy getting it done. The rest of us need to get to work getting it done as well. And, you know, yesterday, not to dumpster dive in juxtaposition to that, but yesterday I mentioned during Rhonda's call the crazy reality that you know, we hear about all this racism, blah, 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 blah. And the irony is it's being taught in schools. The title of the full title of The Origin of Species makes that clear. And if that's not clear enough for you, like I said, read Darwin's The Descent of Man, and he spells it out in Descent of Man in very unambiguous terms. Why would you teach a racist? Ernst Haeckel is the other guy I included in some stuff in the archive. If I ever publish these things, good grief, it's like my own personal note collection. It's ridiculous. But there are a few posts that I included over at WNG.org. Darwin's Racism, How Early Evolutionary Theory Fueled Discrimination, by Julie Borg, back in on June 18, 2020. Which I think links to this from Evolution News and Science Today. Human Zoos, How Science Fueled the Racial Fire, by David Klinghoffer, June 1, 2020. You know, focusing on the documentary of same name, which was put out, I believe, in 2017. Human Zoos, America's Forgotten Scientific Racism. And a link to the video that you can still find on YouTube, Discovery Science Channel, published February 17, 2019, the video titled Human Zoos, America's Forgotten History of Racism. Maybe we'll play a little bit of that at the end, but not right now because I don't want to sully the other stuff more than I already have. The point being, if we're honest with ourselves, then we'll confront these kinds of things directly. Don't you think it's kind of crazy that we live in a society that teaches... Think about how crazy this is just for a second. Listen, we live in a society that teaches Darwinist, you know, racism, basically, we'll call it for simple, you know, to keep it simple, even to the people like Charles Darwin and Margaret Sanger, considered human weeds, broadly speaking. So you're telling them they're human weeds, and then you grow up, you put them on the welfare state gravy train because you've taught them that they're inferior and, you know what, they can't make it in life without help from the nanny state. It's a closed-loop system, kind of like what Jason Whitlock told Glenn Beck about why not CCA, what's the other one? What's it called now? It's not CCA anymore. The prison company is in the music business. Why BlackRock, Vanguard, all these companies they own stock in the prison industry and also the music industry? Because it's a closed loop system. Train a child up in the way he should go, the Bible says, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. Couldn't we say the opposite is true? Bad guys know it. They've been saying it forever. The irony is the the things in the Bible, which I think that movie scene speaks to, have been weaponized against us. We've been encouraged not to read the Bible, certainly not to believe it and live by it, abide by it. And those concepts have been weaponized against us. Anyway, I'll get to the good stuff when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hour already. You know what? I really want to play that clip. Human Zoos, America's Forgotten History of Scientific Racism. But I will refrain for now. We will stay the course. I really want to play it though. 41, 40 to 46, 45 or so. Anyway, this explains a lot. While, you know, we've succumbed to a thing. I'm just going to read this. It explains it all. But by the sort of nature and momentum of certain forces, we've succumbed, generally society has succumbed to this, you know, speaking of petulant, that's a great word, in the clip that we played of McClintock, the hunting scene. We've succumbed, generally speaking, to those forces, and while people should be out getting busy, getting things done somewhere, not probably where the giant megaphone of mainstream media is pointing us or whatever, because it's all of these ridiculous conflicts, you know. Nikki Rapano was right, and I just pointed out one in the last segment, the glaring irony of the fact that in school young people are taught the concept of Darwinian evolution and social Darwinism and this, you know, nonsense, which has been debunked. The concept has been revised several times over the last 100 years or so because it's not legitimate. It's pseudoscience. It's a religion, actually. And it's a religion that tells certain people you're biologically inferior, therefore, you know, we probably got to get rid of a bunch of you, which also makes me want to play the clip of Maurice Strong from the 1992 Rio Earth Summit. We had that queued yesterday, didn't play it. That's what I do. Anyway, without further ado, I'm just going to read this piece, which is marvelous. Tell me this doesn't explain. Come on. Back in 2017, Jeffrey Peters published a piece, 5/25/2017, titled Finding Comfort in Hard Work. Imagine that. Maybe keeping our mouth shut and putting our head down and finding comfort in hard work. Ecclesiastes 3:22, to me, I've said for years and years and years, is kind of the meaning of life. Lest I paraphrase or not include the whole thing, let me just crack it open real quick. Actually, I'm thinking of something else. I mean, I could, in my mind, put together... how about Ecclesiastes 1:17 and 18 and then 3:22? So Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived before and after, according to, well, except for Jesus Christ, of course, but, you know, according to God, this guy writes, and I set my mind to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I realize that this also is striving after wind. Because in much wisdom there is much grief, and increasing knowledge results in increasing pain. That's an interesting irony. Ecclesiastes 3:22, I have seen that nothing is better. Same guy writes this. I've seen that nothing is better than that man should be happy in his activities, for that is his lot. For who will bring him to see what will occur after him? So we might as well get busy finding comfort in hard work. Before I do this, I would be remiss. I got distracted in the beginning for obvious reasons, honoring Mr. and Mrs. Bordop on their 42nd anniversary. But I try to stay focused and begin each broadcast with a prayer, so I better do that before I get rolling downhill. Because Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the worldly governors, the princes of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, which are in the high places, and seek to tear us all apart. Do we have proof of that? Yeah, Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So without further ado, the Lord's Prayer and the full armor of God, Matthew 6 and Ephesians 6, respectively. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, please help us to put on the full armor of God. Help us to gird our loins about with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help us to take up the shield of faith, put on the helmet of salvation, and take up the sword of the Spirit, and help us to pray at all times in the Spirit. I pray that no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper, that all who walk in error would come to know the truth in Christ. Please reveal our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I pray unrepentant evildoers be brought swiftly to justice, wickedness be brought swiftly to an end, and righteousness be restored in the land. And I pray that poisonous trees and their offshoots, like brands and agencies conceived in malice, would collapse under the weight of their own evil, or perhaps be cut down and cast into the fire. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Finding Comfort in Hard Work. Jeffrey Peters published this May 25, 2017, over at the Business Superstar website, which is, that domain is in different hands these days, it seems. It's one of those things where you go there and you go, wait a minute, this isn't what I'm looking for. What's going on here? And so it can still be found on the Wayback Machine with the title Finding Comfort in Hard Work, but it also was reposted on newsandtimes.com as titled Richard Weaver and the Consequence of Ideas, published on June 28, 2019. Couple years later. I don't like the new title. The old title was better, Finding Comfort in Hard Work. So let's go with that. You can find it on the Wayback Machine, and it's fantastic. And I'm going to read it to you. So without further ado, let's do that. No, I want to move those to the end. Perfect. We live, tell me this doesn't explain. This explains exactly what I was trying to talk about. And the good side, we all ought to just put this down and get busy working. All right. We live in an age of the snowflake. Those gentle spirits who are cast about wherever the wind may take them, but are obliterated by the slightest pressure. Or heat, I think. Maybe you could add. I don't know. Call them millennials, hipsters, or man-children. They are the immature who are unable to deal with pain and suffering. How ironic. Yet, by the very nature of this existence, you know, again, this is one of those things that feeds on itself, and it's just a constant downward spiral. You know, more whining creates more pain and suffering, which produces more whining, which creates more pain and suffering, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Well, yeah, they're slightly different. So they come in all shapes and sizes from every political ideology and background. Regardless, if you classify them as millennials, hipsters, etc., they're immature. They are the immature who are unable to deal with pain and suffering. They create artificial environments called bubbles or safe spaces, and they are often making demands for more luxury in a life already filled with comfort. But this is not a new phenomenon. Richard Weaver, in his mid-20th century book, Ideas Have Consequences, took up Rousseau's warning. By the way, Rousseau was not our friend. That's a parenthetical aside, as Andrew Breitbart might say. Richard Weaver took up Rousseau's warning against infantilizing adults and expanded it to culture as a whole. So, you know, John Taylor Gatto talked about the, how did he put it? The artificial prolonging of childhood and adolescence. There was a time in society when, you know, he liked to tell the story of guys like Admiral David Farragut, 11 years old, you know, out on the high seas, Thomas Jefferson running the family farm around the same age. Where are those days? We have child labor laws. We shouldn't be putting children to work. Well, is it working? I digress. To Weaver, it was indoctrination that emphasized comfort above all other concerns and convenience, we've heard too, right? Comfort above all other concerns that destroyed the ability for people to commit themselves to a life of hard work or integrity and strength of character, like we celebrated in the first segment of today's broadcast. Weaver begins by the history of this childish attitude, quote, having been taught for four centuries, more or less, that his redemption lies through the conquest of nature, man expects his heaven to be spatial and temporal, and he expects redemption to be of attainment. Only by these facts can we explain the spoiled child psychology of the urban masses, end quote. About 10 years ago, I used to joke, basically send him to Uncle Chris's house and we will have Uncle Chris boot camp. And in 2 weeks, I'll send him back. They'll be fantastic. I digress. Technological advancement and false promises undermine the nature, the natural human spirit, and encourage the worst aspects of the individual. Quote, the scientists have given him the impression that there is nothing he cannot know, and false propagandists have told him that there is nothing he cannot say, he cannot have. Since the primary object of the latter is to appease, he has received concessions at enough points to think that he may obtain what he wishes through complaints and demands. This is but another phase of the rule of desire. So we're all going to become, you know, Epicurean perfectibilists or something. The individual is limited from becoming a true adult because they are kept ignorant about the nature of reality. Quote, the spoiled child has not been made to see the relationship between effort and reward. He wants things, but he regards payment as an imposition or as an expression of malice by those who withhold for it. His solution, as we shall see, is to abuse those who do not gratify him. Is any of this ringing a bell? 1948. However, Weaver notes that it is not necessarily the childish individual's fault that he is this way, because he has been conditioned from birth to seek only comfort. Quote, no one can be excused for moral degradation, but we are tempted to say of the urban dweller, as of the heathen, that he never had an opportunity for salvation. He has been exposed so unremittingly to this false interpretation of life that though we may deplore, we can hardly wonder at the unreasonableness of his demands. He has been given the notion that progress is automatic. And, you know, like Neil Postman said, our salvation, basically. And hence, he is not prepared to understand impediments. And the right to pursue happiness, he has not unnaturally translated into a right to have happiness. like a right to the franchise, end quote. It's interesting. I'll continue on the other side of the break. Actually, probably go to the phones real quick and then continue. But Whitefish, Montana is known as Stumptown. The reason it's known as Stumptown is because originally it was so thick with trees that when they cut them down to try to make a town, there were stumps everywhere. And guess what? They cleared it without, machinery. Imagine that. Back in those days, it was fairly common, and you can see hundreds, even thousands of acres, for better or worse, in areas like that, that were cleared without machinery. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
We'll be right back.
back. All right. We'll get back to that in a second. For now, let's go to the phones and grab Chris in Virginia. Chris, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. The quote that you mentioned about man should be allowed to enjoy his activities, that's a biblical scripture, isn't it?
Ecclesiastes 3:22.
Right, okay. I just want to say real quick, a shameless, I play, my passion in life is music, and here in Virginia where I live in Richmond, basically, as you may know, people are generally pretty lazy, not very ambitious, not very concerned about quality, so it's hard to find people to really, really do stuff with, like get gigs and stuff like that. So, like, to your point earlier, the best way to be successful is find the people that are already doing it. And that's what I've done, and that's how I've had the most fun. And, it, by the way, it's a lot of work, too.
Right on.
Wanted to say all that.
Bad company corrupts good morals, and you could say the opposite is true. That's also biblical.
Hang with the winners if you want to be a winner.
Well, you know, that's kind of a relative thing. I mean, the successful people, in my humble estimation, are not necessarily, you know, who society would tell us to pay attention to. And quite the contrary, you know, getting back to the message of the racist stuff, there are so many people who, you know, Thomas Sowell is a great example, who says, you know, I listened to all that garbage, the Marxist stuff, and I tried to apply it, and it's just not true. And so, you know, listen to those people who successfully, there's a word in Spanish, I remember from Spanish class, sobre salir, to, you know, which reminds me of kind of, I don't know, that scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which is a terrible analogy. I don't even want to mention that, you know, Roald Dahl stuff. But when the elevator shoots out of the building and they're flying around, you know, you break the glass ceiling, proverbially. These are people who have broken out of the mental prison that has been imposed upon them. And I don't know. So in a certain sense, you know, they've come to realize that you need to break out of these paradigms that are imposed on us, that are for our, not for our benefit, but for our detriment, they're intended. And they've realized that.
Right.
And they've, you know, they've walked a better path.
Right.
So,
excellent.
I think we're saying
sir.
The same thing. Thank you.
Have a good one, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Much appreciated. As always, stick around, folks. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back after this short break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.